Log Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. How is everyone today? And if you can't hear me, or if you can hear me, I've had some problems with Skype and this thing. It gives me just crazy little messages from time to time. So I'm going to write a little note. If you're in the chat room, I'd like you to respond. Or if not in the chat room, I'd like you to respond. And then let's move on with the show. I see some callers. And I will take a caller in a minute or so, but I wanted to share a little bit about what's going on with me. First of all, I listed the messenger.info, the website I'm working with, and I'm updating my other website. So if you've seen the Earthlight SC website, it actually takes you to the messenger now for a while too. I reconstruct the other website, which is cool. No, but I posted a couple of brief articles in there, so I would continue to try to do that every day to post some articles. And what else is going on? Oh, I've been contacted by an organization giving online classes, like blog classes on subjects or virtual classes on a subject. And I got thinking about that. Now, there's no specific class yet whether we're going to do or we have in mind to do. But I'm thinking about what kind of class be on? What would I give a class on? I mean, there's such a variety of things that I've studied and over the years and you know, what would I give a class on? And then I thought to myself, I'll ask my callers, what kind of class would you like to see? And I thought that would be kind of good. Or if you're in the chat room, what kind of class would you like to see? And, you know, I've been a student of the law of attraction for a long time. And I say I have a couple callers, and I'll be with you in a minute. Just hang in there for a minute. I'm just kind of putting this up, presenting this here. And I have some articles today, too. In doing this work and psychic work and so forth, there's three or four things that seem to stand out. One is about relationships, meeting somebody, strengthening relationships, raising vibrations as to having a strong relationship or meeting somebody or how to meet somebody. The other thing is about money, how to create more money or how to get a job. From a spiritual perspective, what can you do to raise your vibration to remove the blocks from getting a job? It's all about removing those blocks. And I talk about the wall and the bridge, and the wall being what's blocking you from getting what you want in life. And removing those blocks and putting in, paving new blocks into your bridge to get everything you want in your life. So, but thinking about what kind of class I'm going to give, I don't know yet. I really don't. Well, they haven't gotten back to me, and they'll probably get back to me in a few days. And I'll have to figure out what to do. So anybody have any ideas? What would you like to see a class on? Aha. So let me take a call or two or three or four or whatever. I have some interesting articles kind of related to all of this. Now, I will mention, if you go to the messenger every day, automatically I put in the Abraham quotes, automatically come to it, and a quote's from Mike Dooley, if you know who Mike Dooley is. Great writer. Interesting guy. Okay. So, who's been holding the longest? Oh, 615. And then it is 303, and it's 985. I'll take them in that order. So, I'll ask you, what kind of class would you go online to take? I don't know how much they're going to charge you with. I don't know any of the particulars yet, but it sounds like an interesting... Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. Still a little congested. Not as bad as I was. Hello?
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 Yes.
Hi.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good.
Do you have a name? Eileen. So what's going on, Eileen?
Not much. Just, you know, had the day off, and I think I spoke to you a long time ago.
You may have.
You sound familiar.
Okay, so what's going on today?
I was just wondering if anything comes to you with any past lives for me with my kids or my husband.
Oh, as if you spent past lives with them together.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
What year were you born?
57.
57. And your husband around the same time frame?
55.
Yeah, so pretty close. Ah, so you're the cougar, huh? No, I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not. So let me get back to. So did you have a past life with your husband? Many is the word I get. Many. Okay, the last one, yes. Weren't married. Both same gender as you are now. It was in the early, the end of that, both of the lifetimes was around World War I. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was a soldier. Okay? You lived in the United States, but he was a soldier. So, did he die in the war? No. I don't know why, you know, sometimes it's obvious. Well, he died in the war and blah, 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 you missed him. No, he came back. He was wounded, but he came back. Okay? The word brother comes up. So, he was a brother in a past life.
My brother?
He was your brother in a past life. The last one, yes. You both died, it feels like in the 20s, 1920s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, just about the end of World War I, or a little bit after that. He was injured, and he didn't recover very well. And what did you do? So let's just, because you wondered about the brother, so let's just leave it to that, because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. So he was a brother. You've had many past lives together. Do you have that kind of really nice relationship with your husband, don't you?
We did, yeah. He's passed now.
Oh, he's passed. Oh, okay. But you had a really nice relationship with him.
We did.
Yeah, and it feels like it was more than just a husband and wife relationship.
We were buddies.
Yeah, but so he was your children. Now, how old are your children?
32,
33,
and
34. Well, I had three. I really see all three of them in a past life with you, but I don't get it into the one I was just talking about because it's prior to that. It's in the 1800s, okay?
Okay.
And none of them were directly related to you as in children in that lifetime. They had relationships with you, but one was your mother.
Okay.
One was your mother, but you were together. Okay. So what's your husband's name?
Bob.
Bob. I get a message for you. I have no idea what this means. Okay. The message is keep sprinkling the earth. Now, I don't know what that means. Sprinkling the earth with your blessings. Are you a gardener?
No.
No, I don't know what he means by that. Keep sprinkling the earth with your blessings. So you must be doing really nice things for people.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's probably what he means. And it's not a literal sprinkling of the earth, but it's symbolically keep sprinkling the earth with your blessings. You are building blessings in heaven, okay?
I pray a lot. And that's probably it.
Keep it up. Keep going. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Keep doing good for others. That's what he's trying to tell you.
Okay.
Yes. Your treasures are in heaven, okay?
Yes, that's right, I think, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye. You too. Thank you.
Wow, that was interesting. Bob, I'm a nice guy. Well, hi there in the chat room. So any classes, you people that have joined me later? No, I didn't ask her. She didn't seem to be very enthusiastic about classes anyway, but that's okay. That's fine. I'm just trying to think about classes and what I would give. Because I have an opportunity to do, possibly an opportunity. Even if I don't do it there, I'm still thinking about the idea of giving classes on some subject. And what I should do is give a class to men about women. But we'll think about that one for a while, right? Yeah, okay. Let me take your call. Men and women, how fun are they, huh? Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi. And whom am I speaking to?
This is Randy.
Randy, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's going on with Randy today?
Do you do medium readings?
You want to get some message from a dead person?
Yeah, my mom.
Okay. What is your mom's name? Let me see if I get the right energy.
Celia.
Celia, when did she pass?
It's
been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been, let's just leave it.
93, maybe? No, not 93. Okay, 97.
Okay, so
I don't know.
So 98. She's completely secure in her transition. Let's put it that way. Okay?
Yes.
So she's playing in the non-physical world right now. She's playing. That's good. What did she play on the earth? What did she play?
I don't know.
Games or musical instruments or something.
No.
She played. But she's playing now. Okay?
Good.
Well, let me put it this way, and I know you want a message from her, but what I do get,
to, yeah, what she suggests for me in my life.
Like what? What do you mean by suggest? You mean like what you should be doing?
Does she have any
next?
Advice? A motherly advice.
A mother? I don't have motherly advice. But let's see if she has motherly advice. You know the word wisdom comes in. The word wisdom. And it feels like what she's trying to tell you is that you need to apply your wisdom. Apply your wisdom. And maybe apply your wisdom to other people, but applying wisdom. You seem to be a very well-read person. Am I correct?
I think so.
Yeah, well, that you can be humble. I don't care. Yeah, you can brag. I don't care either. But it's
I'm not
like
bragging.
You feel, no,
you
I'm
said
teasing.
It. Not me. I'm agreeing
teasing.
With you.
Okay. But no, so I think what she's trying to tell you, you know, the messages I'm kind of getting is that it's time for you to apply that wisdom a little bit more to other people. Apply that wisdom. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so shy. Don't be so shy. Don't be so shy. Have you ever written a book?
No.
You want to write?
I mean, yes.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know what to write, and I don't know where to start.
Well, okay. Well, let's see what she says on that, because it feels like you need to apply your wisdom, and you need to apply like sagey kind of life stories that tell a message. Okay.
Mm.
It feels like in your life that you've had a lot of journeys that your mother has observed, even after she passed, that you could turn them into life stories for people.
Yes.
You've gotten a lot of, you've gone through a lot of junk in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Stuff.
And so, but it's always kind of worked out for you. It's always come out, you've always kind of come out on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
yeah,
there's great wisdom
right.
in that. Great
Got
life
it.
Story in that, where you can help other people. But, you know,
sounds good.
Regardless of whatever happens, it will work out, because look what happened with me.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So go find a keyboard somewhere or a pen and pencil. You know, sometimes it's easier to write when that sort of thing, when you're actually physically writing with your hands on a piece of paper than it is to try to do it on a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It seems to flow better. A lot of great
flows
books.
Better.
A lot of great books have been written by hand, and they have to hand it off to somebody, and they do the typing, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for that advice. That really kind of gave me aha.
Good.
So
and,
good.
And, or you can find something that where you can do an auditory, like where it recognizes your voice, and you write that way.
Okay.
Tell your story into a computer. Okay. Go for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. That wasn't my advice. That was her mother, but she didn't want to believe that. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what she wants to believe. But, yeah, sometimes we get these messages and we need to do them. And that's, yeah, wisdom. I think everybody has great stories. But some people, their stories are stories of achievement in the sense of I've overcome these obstacles and I'm able to. Yes, this lady is a great storyteller. She doesn't believe it, but she's a great storyteller. The last lady was on the line. She's a really good storyteller, and that's why her mother wanted to tell stories. She's a very good storyteller. She just needs to do it. Okay, so I have another call, and then I got some articles I want to cover. Let me, you know, you've been holding a couple. Let me just give you one quick quote, and then I'm going to get back to you. And then, where'd it go? Okay, here it is. I think it's here, right here. This is from the Teachings of Abraham, the Daily Law of Abraham quotation. And I have this posted on the Messenger website if you want to see it. And I wrote some things about today, some quick little articles I posted. Okay, a belief is nothing more than a chronic pattern of thought. And you have the ability, if you try even a little bit, to begin a new pattern, to tell a new story, to achieve a different vibration, to change your point of attraction. The law of attraction is responding to your vibration, and you can easily change your vibrational point of attraction by visualizing the lifestyle you desire and holding your attention upon these images until you begin to feel relief, which will indicate a true vibrational shift has occurred. I love that quote, and it was from the book, The Money of the Law of Attraction, and I think it's on page 263, if I get this correct. And if you go to go to the Messenger, and you can see the Teachings of Abraham, and then you can click at the bottom, which is theabrahamhicks.com, and you can get more information from them. Not that I'm trying to sell them, but you might find it interesting. But I was thinking about that law of attraction. I'll get more into that. Let me take a call or two, and then I'll get more into this whole idea about your thoughts and your beliefs. Because Abraham, and another thing I read or listened to a while back was basically, and I've heard this other places, of course, truth kind of spreads throughout all of society, but that a belief is nothing more than a thought that you continue to hear and believe and accept. A belief is nothing more than a thought that you continue to hear. So you adopt a belief. So you can change beliefs. And beliefs like, I'm not worthy kind of beliefs. I'll never make anything of myself. I'll never find the right person in my life. If you continue to hear those things, that's what happens. Or if you continue to repeat that expression. If you continue to repeat it and hear it and repeat it and hear it and repeat it, it becomes your belief. So you can unwind that. There's ways of doing that. And that's part of what I do as an intuitive life coach. And that's probably one of the biggest things, is to help you raise your vibration by helping you to reverse those beliefs and put a new positive belief in that will raise your vibration. Okay, so that's the thing I love to do, is to help people do that. Got a question in the chat room. Is this the year I will find the right person in my life? Interesting. That's your mantra. That's a good mantra, I guess. Is it? Oh, let me take a call. 985 and then 347. Oh, what are you? Where are you? There you are. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked. It was near Christmas. You asked if I was ready for Christmas, and I was like, yeah. And you told me about L.A. and everything like that.
So, who am I speaking to? What's your first name?
Jaleesa.
Jaleesa. So what's going on today, Jaleesa?
Okay, this is really good. I want something that you pick up. I'm not actually a medium reading, but what do you pick up on the Facebook group that I just started? It's called Original Goddesses and Sisters. And already I feel like a changed woman, and so do many other girls, and they're mostly Abers. So what do you see for the future in that group?
Well, the first word I got was promote. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I hear now, you're asking specifically, is it going to grow and people going to get?
Is it going to grow and what is it going to grow into?
But I keep hearing for you the cautiousness about this is because it's a feeling like, don't lose control of it. Don't let other people try to dominate it. Make sure that you stay in control of the group and the direction. Make sure you have a mission statement for the group, and you continue to grow at that direction. Okay, and it might shift a little bit, but you have to stay in control because people can take over. People can lead it in a way that you, because you have a mission for this, right?
Yes, I do.
You want to bring the goddess out of all women, don't you?
Yeah.
But you also want to help men see the goddess side of them, their goddess side, not just their masculine side.
Yeah,
but their
well, it's
side.
Not for men. Like, it's just going to be, it's all female group. It's an all female group.
But that's fine. But, you know, they have men in their lives.
Yeah, they do.
And okay, well, we're going to go, we'll leave that one alone. But I see growth in it, yes. But I see, don't let people distract you.
Okay, gotcha.
You have tidbits of truth for them, tidbits of truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your ultimate goal with the group?
Well, a place where, you know, all, like, enlightened females can come to and totally just be themselves and, you know, and share their knowledge and also their manifestation stories. I mean, I have, it's really big. I have a really big vision for this group. Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep going.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say not to do it. Nobody's going to tell you not to do it. And nobody's going to tell you. The worst thing anybody can say to you is, well, it's never going to be as big as you envisioned it to be. It's like that Abraham quote, envision what you want and let the universe help you get it. Envision what you want. Envision the end. There is no end. So just envision the growth.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. Yeah. Don't let anybody try to dominate it. Okay?
I gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. So there we go. Okay. So, yeah. Well, I should, you know, if you're still with me and you're in the chat room, post the link to the group here if you want. If you're around, you can post it in the chat room. You can post the link to the group of those women who are interested. Most of the listeners are women. You can do that if you're in the chat room. Or if you're not in the chat, get in the chat room and post the link so other people can see it. Okay. You never know. You just never know. Okay, so what do I have left? 347. And I have a nice article, too, about living longer. Keys to living longer. Isn't that a great idea? How little things that you can do to live longer. Maybe I'll do that after this and then go from there. See what time is left. We still have about 22 minutes left on the show. Halfway, I guess we're halfway. Huh? Excuse me. Let me take a call. Oops. Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking to?
Sathina.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Sathina.
Okay, so how are you, what are you doing today? What's going on? Why are you calling in? I'm trying to get your energy field. You're pulled back a little bit. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just calling about my financial problems I'm having. And do you seem to be in, like...
Okay, well, let me... Okay, we're doing a couple things here. We're talking to dead people, which may be your ancestors or family members who have passed.
Oh,
so
yes.
So it's not me. It's not me. It's whatever they might have to say to you about the future. And it's not when. It's more about, okay, what you need to do. So how to get there, okay? The first words I hear, and this is a male figure, and it goes back a couple generations on your father's side, and he's really, first thing he's saying to you, stop worrying about it.
Okay.
Stop worrying about it. Do you trust God?
Do you have any energy for my mother?
Because they don't know, you know, I don't know, I can't tell who's going to come through, but I get this male figure. It's a male figure because he's really strong, and he really wants to tell you that stop worrying about it, that you have faith and lean on your faith, because yes, you'll make it. Yes, you'll make it. All your mother is behind you, if I can use that expression, because that's what I'm feeling, is your mother is behind you, and she will support you from heaven, I guess is a good word for it. And so, but you have to have faith that you will be supported.
Okay.
You'll get it. You'll turn it around. But you have to have faith. Okay?
Okay.
You have to stop worrying.
Okay.
There are things that you can do right now to make it better. Okay? And I think you know what you're supposed to do. You're just hesitant in doing it. Okay?
Uh-huh, okay.
Go for it. Do it.
Okay.
You got support. That's the main key here is you have support. You have those behind you in the spirit world who are going to show you where to go. You just have to listen and pay attention to those signs. Okay?
Okay.
Stop worrying.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye now. that brought up a really interesting topic about worry. Ooh, worry. You know, I had a thought about that a while back, you know, a few days ago, months ago, weeks ago. I don't know when it was, but it was about worry. If you think about the word worry and what does worry actually do for you? Absolutely nothing. If you worry about a topic or a subject, money, relationships, whatever it is, all you're doing is lowering your vibration. All you're doing is putting yourself in a negative state. But the worry process itself does not create solution, because everybody wants solutions. I want a solution. You know, they call into psychics. I want a solution. What's my solution? Will I make it? I want a solution. But worry itself does not create solutions. Worry keeps you away from solutions. Well, that's a big topic, you know. And I'm going off on a little tangent here, and I know because that my personal thing is when I start to worry about something, I try to catch myself and I go, no, don't worry, trust, turn it over. I have this attitude of turning it over, turn it over to God. Just say, okay, I'm giving it to you. Every time I start to worry, I say, I'm giving it to you. I don't want to worry. I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to find something that I enjoy doing, something that feels good, and I'm going to turn it over to you for a solution. Because the more I worry and fret and get frustrated and upset about the things that aren't unfolding in my life, the what I need, what I want, the more I have that yucky, icky feeling, like, oh, worry feeling in my body. And I know that feeling. I bet you know your feeling, too. Like, worrying about something, get that yucky feeling. And, you know, you want to, okay, so stop worrying. Go do something that feels good. Turn your emotions around. Then you, like my friend here in the chat room, drink a lot, right? No, I don't think that's the right answer, but that can get you into a more negative state. But you can turn it around. And that's the principles of the law of attraction. And now sometimes you have to get a little bit deeper. You have to go into that place. You're worrying because your belief system is contrary to what you want. Your belief system is contrary to what you want. So I'm going to get off my little soapbox for a moment and think about that. Think about what advantage is there to worrying? What does it do for you? So there's some steps that you can do. First of all, you can stop and say, okay, I'm going to worry. It's not doing me any good to do this. I'm going to give my problem to God for a solution. I'm turning the situation over to the universe for an answer, and I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to find something fun to do. I'm going to play with my dog. I'm going to go do whatever I do, right? Have a drink. I know, you know, I'm using that as an example, but, you know, have something fun. Go cook a meal. I had an article about getting rid of stress, and a lot of, let me do that. Okay. We're going to do that article first. Oh, okay. 10 ways to turn a bad day around. And a lot of these things are really, really appropriate to what we've been talking about. Okay? So let me go through these. 10 days, you've had a bad day, you're upset about something, money seems to be a problem, whatever it is, right? And you don't want to stress out on it, because stressing doesn't solve the problem. Stressing does not put you in a state of solution, puts you in a stagnated state, a state of disallowance. You want to get into a state of allowance. So, journal about what is causing the bad day. Sometimes the best way to relieve stress, let go of a situation and tension that result from a bad day, is journaling about what caused it. So you journalize about your problem, but to try to get very general, you know, and try to think in terms of, well, I'm going to journal about it, and as you more you journal about it, you get tired of journaling about it, and you just want to let it go after a while. So let it go. Let it go. That's the next one. I like this. This is an escape plan. You know, this is an escape plan. Now, this one you have to be careful with. It says, cook a meal. Cooking is the best activities you can enjoy in order to turn a bad day around. It will allow you to focus on preparing that specific recipe, and you will find yourself more relaxed after you're done. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that this is from beliefnet.com, and these are the points from here about, you know, turning a bad day around or getting yourself into a better place so you can allow solutions to come to you, right? That's my little take on that. It doesn't mean you go grab the chocolate cake and devour the chocolate cake. It's the process of cooking. It's preparing the food. It's chopping it up. It's the preparation. It's deciding on the ingredients you want to use. It's getting that old recipe book out and dusting it off and go, yeah, I want to do this today. Maybe it's some shopping involved in it. But it's the whole process of preparing a meal. Or if you have everything there ready to go, then you've made this really healthy meal, and you put yourself in a really good place if you like to cook. Now, some people don't like to cook, so that this one's not good for people that hate to cook, or every time they cook, it becomes like really strange place, strange stuff, right? That's not edible. Okay, next one, watch a funny movie. Now, this de-stressing stuff, turning a bad day around, these are perfect things, great things that you can do to get out of that worry mode. Okay, they don't want to carry worry with you because you've already given your worries to God and said, okay, God, you take them. Now I'm going to detach myself from my worry, and I'm going to laugh. It can help you release endorphins, which will inevitably lead to feeling better. Ooh, it's all about feeling better. It's really about feeling better. Even though your day has been pretty bad, you can choose from a wide range of films. Isn't that a cool idea? Laugh. Find something funny to laugh at. A movie, you know. And what you're trying to do is detach yourself from worry just long enough. If you can detach yourself from worry just long enough to allow the universe to start the activation of what you want and what you need to solve your problem. Okay? Interesting. Go for a run. Exercise. You know, it says, Exactly as laughing, running contributes to releasing endorphins and decreasing cortisol production, thereby resulting in no stress. Running, exercise, some kind of exercise. If it's running, it's walking, it's swimming, doing yoga at the gym, on your whatever that those apparatuses are, do any of that. But it's get out and exercise, right? Do something. Burn some calories. Let it go. Release all that energy. I like this next one. Close your eyes and breathe. Deep breaths. Some of that can be tied into meditation or getting into a meditative state. So let me read this first. Using various breathing techniques can allow you to calm down and make your day better. Close your eyes, clear your mind, and focus on your breathing. Now, one way of doing that, and what it works, is on the in-breath counting in, and then the exhale breath counting out, so that you're counting into, I like the number 7, like counting into 7 and exhaling to 7. And by the time you get through 4 or 5 repetitions of that, you've actually slowed your brain waves down. And you've got yourself into that high beta state where worry and stress are all located, and you're starting to drop into more of an alpha state so that you can be in the state of receiving and allowing what you want to come from the universe. Excuse me. It's all about a bad day. Turning a bad day around so you feel better and you're in a positive place. Now, next one's really good too. I'll check if anybody's calling for me in a minute. I will do that. Let me do this one more and I'll check back. And then we'll move on and see what's going on with the rest of these, okay? Grab a bite of chocolate. Now, I'm into dark chocolate, so, you know, it's for me, that's has less of the chemicals that I'm not supposed to eat. But chocolate in general, everybody loves chocolate. And you ever meet anybody who doesn't like chocolate? I have. Actually dated people who didn't like chocolate. That's like, whoa, wait a minute. Who are you? And taking a bite can make you feel happier and turn a bad day around in minutes because it releases a chemical in the body. Whether we talk about dark or milk chocolate, all options will make your life sweeter. So try some chocolate. We got this picture of this lady with this big old block of chocolate munching away on it. Okay, let me check back with you guys. The next one I love too. The next one I love a lot. But turning your day around, getting into a better place. Okay? How do you do it? So I'd ask you in the chat room, how's your journaling going? and how long do you journal for, and how long do you journal before it starts? I'm going to let you answer these in the chat room, so I'm going to go away for a minute. I'm going to ask you the question. How long of a time do you journal for, and how long does it take while you're journaling to start to feel release, to start to feel a little better now? I've been doing this for a blank amount of time. So tell me. Okay, tell me. And I'll come back to you in a minute. Go ahead and type. Okay, check the next one, and then we'll come back. Okay? I'll come back. Ask for a hug. Hugs are like, all this stuff is like releasing these chemicals in your brain that make you feel good. And hugging, feeling physically close to another human being will help you feel better. Ask for a hug. And you will definitely start to forget your bad day. And also, you get you out of worry and all that frustrating stuff. Now, I have found that if you don't have a human around, hug your cat, hug your dog. Especially dogs, because dogs seem to be giving more energy back to you than cats. But my cat's a cuddler, so my cat loves to cuddle with me. So I have to admit that having the cat around and her cuddling and grabbing, she cuddles my arm. She wraps herself around my arm when she's sleeping. And it's kind of a sweet feeling to have my cat cuddle with me. So dog, cat, whatever, hugs. That's a cat hug. I could call that a cat hug. My dog doesn't hug like my cat does. Okay. So sometimes you journal for about 30 minutes, sometimes a little longer, an hour or more, and sometimes you use different colors. Oh, you know what they're talking about now, and it's not in – you just kind of kick something in my brain. Stirred something up here. They have adult coloring books now. Has anybody out there used an adult coloring book? Now, that's supposed to help a lot in relieving stress, because you get involved in the crayons or whatever you're using. I think it's crayons. It's got to be crayons. And coloring the coloring book. Now, that's supposed to be really good for you. So if anybody does it, I'd love to hear feedback, because that helps to release stress. That helps to change your turn your day around. It gets you out of worry. And that's the key here, is get you out of worry, so that by getting out of worry, starting to feel good about what you're doing, allows the universe, again, we're back to this, allowing the universe to bring you what you need, a solution, because we're always looking for solutions. So you do the adult coloring book. That's cool. Good for you. Okay, so what's next on my list of things to do? I said ask for a hug. Dog, cats works. Make a gratitude list, or I call it an appreciation list. There's a slight difference between the two words. Excuse me. Even though you might not be thinking about this too often, there are many things that you should be grateful for. Make a grateful list, as you will show you that there is no reason to feel down just because of a bad day. Okay, so you're having a bad day, you got problems, you're starting to worry. Abraham calls it, and the Abraham teaching calls it, have a rant of appreciation. Start to appreciate things. Start with the little things, like the shower water felt so good this morning. Okay? It felt so good to be in my bed, the comforter, you know, whatever. Just start with the little things and start doing that rant of appreciation. I appreciate my dog. I appreciate my cat. I appreciate whatever it is. You know, I appreciate the sun's out today. And it's really beautiful outside. I appreciate I'm inside and it's cold outside, but it's still, I can see the beautiful sunshine, but it's cold outside. So I'm inside and I appreciate being inside. So little things, just do the little stuff and build on it. And you know, the quote is always, or the statement has always been made, the more you appreciate, the more things you'll get to appreciate. We should do a rant of appreciation on this show sometimes. Should everybody call in or write in the chat room what things that you appreciate in your life. So you know, and that would be fun, just to do what do people appreciate? And if you build on it, because when you hear other people state what they appreciate, you go, oh, yeah, that kicks in my mind. Now I appreciate this. Or it's momentum building when you start talking about appreciations. It builds momentum. And everybody feels better. Well, anybody normal normal human, maybe some, you know, alien life force may not feel as good about it. Okay, moving right along. Okay, so I knew they had this in here, but I had forgotten. Okay, caress your pet. That's a hug. Caress your pet. They got a lady with a bird, but my cat does this. Studies have shown that caressing a pet can help individuals feel loved and relieve stress. If you have a cat or dog, start caressing, even play with them, and your day will become better. Oh, absolutely. That's feeling good. Now, I don't know about snakes, though. I'm not a snake person. Anybody a snake person? I just can't see caressing a snake. That just, maybe they want to caress me in the wrong ways, right? The next one, listen to music. Music has the treasured ability to lift your spirits. Now, we're not talking depressing, heavy metal, the world's coming to an end, my life is in the tank, you know, in the toilet, depressing music. We're talking about more uplifting music. You know, if you want to feel better, you got to find something that inspires you musically. If you're listening to a certain kind of music and all you want to do is drink red wine and dress in black and moan about your life, well, that's not the kind of music we're talking about here, right? We're talking about a whole uplifting. Now, if you really want to work your brain and you want to get in a better place musically, now, I mean, there's so many different other avenues, but I've heard, And I do this from time to time when I remember to do that. Listen to Mozart, Mozart's concertos, Mozart's piano work, Mozart, because it's been proven that even chickens lay more eggs when their Mozart is piped into the chicken coops. Now I don't want you laying eggs. That's not the whole idea here, but listen to music that inspires. So we talked a little bit here about how to get into a better place. And there's a lot of great ideas out there how to get into a better place. Appreciation is one. And also just exercise, eating healthy. I would say that if you want to get into a better place, and I didn't mention this here, read an inspiring book. You got a bad day, get a book that inspires you. Get a book about somebody or a movie or that turned their life around, that turned their life and got into a positive direction. Okay? You can do that. I'm sure you can do that. Or get a book. Well, yeah, get a book. Get a book. What was I gonna, it's or inspired lectures. You know, you can go on the internet and YouTube or Google. You can look for inspiring lectures on YouTube. And there's a lot of inspirational and motivational teachers on the internet. You liked Rocky Balboa. Well, let me finish my thought. So you guys distract me from time to time. But there's a lot of inspirational speakers out there. And just tune into one. Turn around on one. Listen to it. See how you feel better. You know, Dr. Wayne Dyer was really good about that, of inspiring people into getting them to be thinking more about themselves. Okay? Oh, you like Creed. Okay, the movie. Every time you see the word Creed, I think of the group. I don't think of the movie. I think of the group Creed. Okay, we're running out of time here. What am I going to do with you for the next 90 seconds or thereabouts? Well, I will encourage you to go to themessenger.info and read some of the articles. I'm going to be editing more stuff out and putting more stuff in. If you like the show, and if you want to contribute to the show, you can do that there. There's a donation button, which allows you to choose the $1 million donation if you're so inclined. Okay, I know. Yeah, that would be amazing. Wouldn't it be kind of cool? Somebody, you asked for a donation, and they sent you like $1 million, and you're going, whoa. But okay, why not, right? Why not? You can ask for anything, can't you? You can ask the universe for $1 million donation. See how it happens. Well, yes, the weekends are coming up. Thank you. You're like this great assistant here, this great co-host. It's kind of giving me all these ideas. Well, why don't you go out and win the Powerball this weekend? If it's $800 million, go out and win it. Or go to win a part of it, right? How fun was that? So have a great weekend. Have some fun. Love somebody. Be in love. Find some love. and love, make sure the whole weekend about loving something, whether it's somebody or your dog or your cat or that great meal that you're going to make or that great movie you're going to watch. Love you guys. Bye.